welcome today's contestant, an information professional and writer from Saline, Michigan, Dave Algaes. A law professor from Orem, Utah, Christine Hurt. And our returning champion, an IT project manager from New York, New York, Rodolfo Yurichiro Bedoy, whose one day cash winnings total $18,799. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our program. We've often talked about this on the show, how the categories really affect the play of the game. On yesterday's program, Kirby, our reigning champion, didn't do very well, accumulated $4,400. The day after, she picked up $34,400. The categories come into play. Dave and Christine, you are about to discover that for yourselves. But let's go to work and start finding out how it affects the three of you. Here are those categories. First off, on the First Lady's IMDb page, we'll deal with the sporting life. Baskin-Robbins 31 original flavors. Then we have peaceful words, a place on earth, and good will toward men. Sounds weird. Rodolfo.
Peaceful 200.
Still or nearly still, keep this and carry on. Rodolfo?
What is calm?
That's the word.
Words 400.
About halfway between extremes, or one who communicates with spirits. Rodolfo again.
What is medium?
Good.
Words 600.
In music, pianissimo means very this. Christine?
What is very quiet?
Very quiet? We'll accept that, yeah.
Peaceful words for 800.
Proverbially, you do this to your heels when you're kept waiting. Christine?
What is cool?
That's the word.
Peaceful words for 1,000.
Often used when describing plain food, this five-letter word means not highly flavored, maybe even tasteless. Rodolfo?
What is bland?
That's the word.
Earth 200.
A 40-foot Paris sculpture is called Le Pouce, French for thumb, and ironically, also for this small measure. Rodolfo?
What is inch?
That's it.
Earth 400.
Check out the 130-foot rain vortex at Changi Airport in this city-state island country, directly below Malaysia. Rodolfo.
What is Singapore?
Good.
Earth 600.
Here's a building at UNAM in Mexico City that is the school's institute of this. Rodolfo.
What is science?
No. Christine.
What is chemistry?
Yes.
Place on Earth 800.
You can snorkel through Molinaire Underwater Sculpture Park at this island the U.S. invaded in 1983. Dave.
What is Grenada?
You're on the board now.
The sporting life for two, please.
Putting faith above all else, Sandy Koufax didn't pitch game one of the 1965 World Series as it fell on this Jewish Day of Atonement. Christine.
What is Yom Kippur?
Right.
The sporting life 400.
Eliud Kipchoge averaged about 4:35 per mile to be the first to finish a marathon under this amount of time, by exactly 20 seconds. Dave.
What is 2 hours?
Yes.
The sporting life for six.
A 2019 tweet about Hong Kong by Daryl Morey, general manager of this NBA team, caused consternation in China. Rodolfo?
What are the Houston Rockets?
Correct.
Flavors 200.
Mais oui, this flavor has a nationality in its name. Dave.
What is French vanilla?
That's it.
Flavors four.
Today there's Jamocha. Back in the day, it was just plain this beverage. Christine?
What is coffee?
Right, and that takes you to 2,600. You have the lead, and we're taking a break. Back in a moment, though.
New criminal charges for former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh.
The New Way prosecutors say she broke the law during the Healthy Holly scandal.
And I'm tracking much colder temperatures heading our way as we go through the overnight. A chilly start tomorrow morning. Bundle up. I'll have a closer look how long the cold air sticks around. Get out of town.
Dave Algaes is from Saline, Michigan, and there's a bit of information here on the card about you that I find fascinating, and that is that you once interviewed Marcel
Marcel.
That's right. I was a small town journalist in the middle of Ohio, and he came to a mime school to perform and teach. And sure enough, he can speak a lot.
But he's a pleasant man?
Very much, yes.
Okay, good. Christine Hurt is a law professor from Orem, Utah. The New Yorker magazine has some great cartoons, and they have contests each year for readers to come up with good captions for the cartoons. And you have done well in those, I understand.
That's right, Alex. I won twice.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, what's special about your sense of humor that sets you apart from the losers?
Well, I think that I'm naturally witty, but also I was part of a group that judged the caption contest after I had won a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found was that about 80% of the answers are all the same.
Aha.
And so if you can
go outside.
Pick one, go outside the box, then you have more of a chance of winning.
Okay, that's a good philosophy to have. Rodolfo Yuichiro Bedoy is our champion, and you have listened to all of the Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest albums of all time?
That's right, Alex.
Over how long a period of time?
It took a few years.
I would think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Favorite album in those 500?
White Album by the Beatles.
That's not a bad one to have. All right, let's get back into this. And Christine has command of the board, so she makes the next selection for us.
All right, how about First Ladies for 200?
Hellcats of the Navy, 1957, as Nurse Lieutenant Helen Blair. Dave.
Who is Nancy Reagan?
She is the actress, yes.
I'll take The Sporting Life for 8.
Tiger and Phil went 0-6 as the European team beat the United States 17.5-10.5 to claim this trophy in 2018. Dave.
What is the Ryder Cup?
That's it, yeah.
First Ladies, 4.
Miss Universe Pageant, 1999. As herself, judge. Dave.
Who is Hillary Clinton?
Nope. Christine.
Who is Melania Trump?
Yes.
First Ladies for 600.
MasterChef Junior 2017 as herself. Christine.
Who is Michelle Obama?
She's the one this time.
First Ladies for 800.
The War Room 1993 as herself. Dave.
Who is Hillary Clinton?
Correct.
Sporting Life for 1,000.
6'11" Mason Cox, a walk-on hoopster at Oklahoma State, got his kicks as a down-under star in this sport, playing in its grand final. Christine?
What is Australia Rules football?
Right.
Baskin-Robbins 600.
A Burgundy variety, not of grape, but of this red fruit ice cream. Christine?
What is cherry?
Cherry, yes.
Baskin-Robbins for 800.
There were lemon, orange, and raspberry types of this frozen fruit juice and cream treat. Rodolfo?
What is sherbet?
Yep.
31 for 1,000.
Alphabetically, it came between chocolate almond and chocolate fudge. Rodolfo?
What is chocolate hazelnut?
No. What is chocolate chip? Chocolate chip, guys. Rodolfo, back to you.
Earth for 1,000.
You can't get higher in the lower 48 than the top of this mountain in the Sierra Nevada. Christine.
What is Mount Whitney?
You got it.
Goodwill Toward Men, 200.
The Helpful Wesley Snipes. You ever play this game? Let me give you a word of advice. Always bet on black. Dave.
What is roulette?
Yes.
400 for men.
This numerical term for someone or something superfluous comes from an additional tire once part of carriages. Rodolfo.
What is a third wheel?
No. Christine.
What is a fifth wheel?
Fifth wheel, yes.
Wheels for 600.
Answer there. Nearly double. All right.
I'll wager $920.
Oh, all right. Good for you. Here is the clue. An America in which all seniors live nourished lives with independence and dignity is the vision of this charity with a rhyming name.
What is Meals on Wheels?
You got it. Way to go.
Goodwill for 800.
Wheel of Fortune debuted in 1975 with Susan Stafford, not Vanna White, turning letters, and this man, not Pat Sajak, as host. And his name was Chuck Woolery. Two clues left, Christine.
Goodwill for 1,000.
Made in 100-pound wheels, this Swiss cheese from Fribourg has a golden brown rind and a firm, pale yellow interior. Christine.
What is Brie?
No. Dave or Rodolfo? Dave.
What is Emmentaler?
No. What is Gruyere? And now the last clue in the First Lady's IMDb page. Women in Defense documentary short commentary written by 1941. Christine.
Who is Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yes. And that takes you to 75-20. And it takes us into our second break. We'll be back to start Double Jeopardy right after this. Christine, off to an excellent start. Rodolfo, you're going first, though, in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for you. Not Pride and Prejudice, but Bride and Prejudice. Followed by World History. Musicians who act. Literature. Acronyms and abbreviations. And finally, hey, guess what? It's astronomical. It's big. Where do we start?
World History, 2000.
Aided by José de San Martín, Bernardo O'Higgins took control of this country after beating Spanish forces in 1817. And that South American country is Chile. Back to you, Rodolfo.
World History, 1600.
China got its hands on Christianity and Buddhism via this trade highway. Christine.
What is the Silk Road?
You're right.
World History for 1200.
Answer. Daily Dollar. All right.
For $1,118.
Okay. In 1918, Woodrow Wilson outlined these, one of which was free navigation of all seas.
What are the 12 points?
Oh, you're 2 points off. There were 14 of them. It's probably those wagers of yours with
Must be.
You're at 8,002.
All right.
Go again.
So world history for 800.
The Treaty of Tordesillas, which split the New World between Spain and Portugal, was sanctioned by a man in this position. Dave.
Who is Pope?
Good.
Musicians who act. Four.
In the 1986 film Trick or Treat, Gene Simmons played Nuke, and this Black Sabbath frontman was Reverend Aaron Gilstrom. Rodolfo.
Who is Ozzy Osbourne?
Right.
Musicians 1600.
We'll give you more than four bits if you know this rapper played himself in 2015's Spy. Dave?
Who is 50 Cent?
Yep.
Literature for four.
After taking a strange drink, Rip Van Winkle falls asleep for this many years before waking up. Dave?
What is 20?
That's it.
Literature for eight.
In this Pierre Boulle novel, chimps and gorillas rule and men live like beasts. Rodolfo?
What is Planet of the Apes?
Correct.
Musicians, 1200.
This singer played Ms. Weiss in Precious and got better reviews than she did in Glitter. Rodolfo?
Who is Mariah Carey?
Right.
Musicians, 2000.
Playing Napster's Sean Parker in The Social Network, this singer says, drop the, just Facebook. It's cleaner. Rodolfo?
Who is Justin Timberlake?
Correct.
Musicians, 800.
This diva was way beyond the edge of glory in 2016 when she said she'd return to act on American Horror Story. And that would be Lady Gaga. Rodolfo.
Literature 1600.
A 2014 biographical novel about this author opens with his passage to India aboard the SS City of Birmingham. Rodolfo.
Who is Ian Forster?
Good.
Literature 1200.
It's the name of the half-sheepdog, half-Saint Bernard in The Call of the Wild. Dog is called Buck. Back to you, Rodolfo.
Literature 2000.
The apostles Peter and Paul and the Roman emperor all show up in this Henrik Sienkiewicz novel whose title is a question. And that question is Quo Vadis, Quo Vadis Domine. Back to you, Rodolfo.
Acronyms 400.
NIMBY is an acronym for not here. Rodolfo?
What is not in my backyard?
Yes.
Acronyms 800.
The middle letter in the acronym for the 1994 trade pact between the United States, Canada, and Mexico stands for this word. Rodolfo?
What is free?
Yeah.
Acronyms 1200.
The D in DC Comics refers to this profession. Rodolfo?
What is detective?
Good.
Acronym 1600.
Two chambers of the heart quiver instead of beating properly in the condition called AF, standing for this. Dave.
What is atrial fibrillation?
Right.
acronyms and abbreviations for 2000.
The SAS for short. It's kind of the British Delta Force. And that would be the Special Air Service. Dave?
Astronomical for four.
William Herschel described it as perhaps a comet, but it turned out to be the seventh planet. Rodolfo.
What is Uranus?
Yes.
Astronomical 800.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
20 times more luminous than the sun, Sirius, also known as the Dog Star, is the brightest star in the night sky and in the constellation known by this Latin name, where it sometimes appears to form the nose.
Rodolfo.
What is Canis Major?
Good.
Astronomical 1200.
This word for a tenuous mass of interstellar dust and gas is Latin for cloud. Christine.
What is nebula?
Good.
Astronomical 1600.
Answer there. The other Daily Mail. Yes. Are you going to surprise us with another interesting wager?
I think I have to. 624.
Okay. In the year 2012, this probe left the heliopause, the boundary of the sun's magnetic field, and headed out into interstellar space.
What is Explorer?
No, what is Voyager?
Voyager.
So you were wise to risk a small amount. Go again.
I'll take Pride and Prejudice for 400.
He'd seen Anne in a painting prior to their 1540 nuptials, yet still called her the Flanders Mare. She likely thought he was fat. Dave.
Who is Henry VIII?
With less than a minute now, correct.
Pride and Prejudice for 16.
Henry IV of France was of this faith in 1572. His bride was not. So the wedding was held just outside Notre Dame. Dave.
What is Catholicism?
Nope. Christine.
What is Protestantism?
Yes.
Pride and Prejudice 2000.
This African-American singer and actress kept her 1947 marriage to white bandleader Lenny Hayton secret due to prejudice. Christine.
Who is Lena Horne?
She's the one.
Pride and Prejudice 1200.
In this 1954 movie musical, Adam brings home his bride Millie, who thinks his six siblings are uncouth and tries to tame them. Christine.
What is Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
Good.
Pride and Prejudice 800.
The film Loving tells the story of an interracial couple jailed in this state and of the 1967 Supreme Court case that ensued. Christine.
What is Virginia?
That's the state. And with that, you're at 14,178 in the lead, but it's still anyone's game. All three of you get to participate in Final Jeopardy today, dealing with this subject. Plants and trees. That sounds like fun. Or not. Clue in a moment.
Another chapter in Baltimore's political money story.
We're following the money, how much money a controversial company contributed to city leaders.
The growing numbers, new at 10 o'clock.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time for final, and here's the clue in the category plants and trees. One of Britain's few native evergreen trees, it's prized for bringing color to winter, and its foliage is often hung in homes. You have 30 seconds, players. Good luck. We start with you. You were in third place at 5,200. What did you write down as your response? You put down, what is holly? Good for you. That is correct. You crossed something else out. It looks like you crossed off mistletoe. So you're going to benefit to the tune of $3,018. That bumps you up to $8,218. Takes us to our champion, Rodolfo. His eyes are widening. Why he came up with mistletoe instead, it'll cost him. But will it cost him a lot? $11,199. Yeah, he's down to a dollar. Over to Christine now. She had 14,178, and she came up with fur. That will cost her, but did she risk and lose 82.23, dropping her down to 59.55. So, Dave, congratulations. You're the new Jeopardy champion at 82-18. We'll look for you right here tomorrow. And you as well. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.